I'm here with Zach from Retrotainer Games. Going through packs, I stumbled across a game they're working on, and it's an actual NES cart made for the original hardware. So Zach, why don't you give us the rundown on what you're doing here?
So what we're doing here, Retrotainment Games, we're making new games for the NES. We actually built this game in 6502 assembly language, which is the original coding language for the NES.
Yep.
We put this on an actual cartridge. It plays on an actual NES system. What we wanted to do here was just kind of, you know, we love the retro style games people were making. We wanted to go through the entire process from start to finish, exactly how they would in 1985. We had to use the same limitations that they did,
yep.
Just using slightly more modern techniques and using what we know of modern games and what we love to try to feel, you know, make a game that feels modern and slick and have anyone be able to jump into.
Okay, so you have one title out already, correct?
Correct.
And then what's next for the team?
So the next for the team, right now we're working on a sequel to our game, Haunted Halloween 85, and the sequel's called Haunted Halloween 86, The Curse of Possum Hollow. It's 1 year later, in our current game, our character is 10 years old, he wakes up Halloween morning,
all right.
Gets to school a little late, realizes his parents are gone, all the kids are turned into zombies, and he's got to punch his way home.
Yep.
So in our sequel coming up, what we're going to do then is start exploring the town,
yeah.
Take a little more serious approach to it, and figure out why is the town so haunted?
Yeah.
Why are these things still happening? And why our hero, Donnie Johnstown, never gets tired of fighting them?
Okay. So people are going to ask, why for the Nintendo, or why an NES game as opposed to something modern?
So we wanted to design for the NES because that's really what we love. This is our favorite era of gaming. This is something that, you know, I can start up a game and just sit there and look at it and it makes me smile, it makes me happy. We love modern games too, and what we wanted to do was take the love of both of those things, make something retro, something that feels, you know, interesting to us, something that feels like home, but also at the same time feels very brand new, and let, you know, a kid who's never played an NES jump in and have that same experience we did, because this is the game that we wanted to play in 1985.
All right, and final question. For someone who's new to showcasing games at PAX, what would you recommend to them?
Meet everybody. If you want to, you know, PAX has been such a wonderful experience for us. We got to be part of PAX Rising at PAX South in San Antonio,
yep.
In January of 2016. This is our second time back. Everything's been so overwhelming. Just talking to people, you know, different kinds of people all the time, that let us get attention for what we were doing, realize that people were interested in what we were doing. That let us get greenlit on Steam. We went into San Antonio just hoping that would, anything like that would happen, and we got an overwhelming amount of support. Just finding people that do the same thing, it's been so wonderful. No competition, everyone is excited to be making games, and everyone is excited to be supporting other people making games. I can't stress enough how wonderful it is just speaking with other people that do the same thing. This was so new to us. Meeting people that this is new to them, it's like finding friends that we didn't know we met.
Awesome, thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.